This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I got a story here from FastCompany.com talking about how Walmart's ready to take on Amazon. And Amazon really has, you know, stepped in and eaten some of Walmart's lunch, you know, as far as retail goes.
They just bought Whole Foods recently, so they're going into the food.
Yeah, eating their organic lunch.
Yeah.
But Walmart is going to try to fight back, and I think they've got a very clever plan here that may actually work. When I first read this, I'm like, oh, boy. The dinosaur is lashing with its tail.
Oh, yeah. You can order from Walmart online and pick up food at the Walmart. I tried this out at the Lebanon Walmart,
okay.
And I was grossly unimpressed. Now, the Lebanon Walmart isn't one of the large Walmarts. They don't have the room to build the whole pickup area where you pull your car in and they come out and load your stuff in. You've actually got to walk in.
I'm really not impressed with the idea of parking in a Walmart parking lot, walking into the Walmart and, you know, like,
yeah,
getting food.
I had to walk all the way to the back of the store.
Oh, boy.
To where the pickups were,
yeah,
and my stuff wasn't there.
Oh, boy.
And they said, oh, it's going to be here next week. And I'm like, you know, you guys are doing this.
I ordered food.
Yeah,
you
guys are doing this to compete with Amazon. Next week doesn't cut it. If I'd ordered this from Amazon, they probably would have been dropping it off at my house with a drone by now. You know?
Right, a helicopter over your house. The helicopter. All right, let's go to the phones here real quick before we get into it. David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to address there's a recurring theme. Humans having children, there's the argument that if people can't afford children, then they shouldn't have them. And where does that come from as compared to that having children is simply the natural state of things?
Well, there's lots of things that are natural that are a bad plan.
That are a bad plan. So whose plan is that?
The plan of whoever is doing the action, kind of by definition. Like, just because something's natural doesn't mean you should do it. I mean, it's natural if somebody walks up to you and pisses you out and punches you in the face.
That
doesn't mean you
shouldn't
do it. Physics did. So whether you want to attribute that to God or evolution or whoever you want to credit with that, that's kind of physics.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough food to feed another person,
you wind up with Somalia.
Enough food. Why would I not have enough food?
Because you suck. But if that, I'm not saying you personally are in that situation.
Excuse me just a minute. Did you just say that I suck in the course of this conversation?
If a person does not have enough of food to feed themselves and they are living in the U.S., which is what we're talking about, yeah, they suck.
Okay. Thanks for differentiating that. So now why would a person not have enough food?
Because they're not producing enough to get enough food. If we're talking about a developed nation, that is the case.
Why would they not have enough food? Why would they not be able to produce enough food?
Well, produce enough money to buy food, I think is what she's saying.
Because they're
well, wait a minute.
Lazy,
why would you need money? Why would you need money to buy food? I'm standing right now. I'm standing, and anybody can. But just for example, I'm standing. I'm the only person in the middle of 50,000 acres. I think there's enough land out here for me and about 1,000 other people to raise enough food to live on. So what is the problem? Why? Pardon?
That's another option
water?
If you want to grow. I'm not saying
you have to
buy it from Walmart.
Yeah, the answer to Mark. Wait a minute, Melanie. Mark asked me a question. Let me answer it. Yes, there's enough water.
Okay. New Mexico, to me, I think of 50,000 acres in New Mexico as being dry.
The Rio Grande is less than 2 miles from me. All of the snow from southern Colorado melts and goes down the Rio Grande, and the Rio Grande continues to flow 2,000 miles all the way to the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
And that's just the Rio Grande. That's not rainfall, and that's not underground water.
So we had a garden at my house for some time, and there's no way we could have ever produced enough food for three people to have worked a job and produced food. There's no way I could have ever done it.
I've lived in New Mexico when I was in the Air Force, and when I first arrived there, coming from the Northeast, I'm like, this is the butt side of the moon. And when I got to, I was going to Cannon Air Force Base, which is in eastern New Mexico, up on the High Mesa, and the local community leaders held a monthly luncheon for all the new airmen showing up on base. And I'll remember to my dying day that the guy who was like the leader of the local business community ran this, basically, instead of a city council, they had this group called the Council of 50, which everyone called the Shifty 50. And it was mostly retired officers who owned all the businesses in town. And he would get up there, and his story was that welcome to Columbus, New Mexico. There's a girl behind every tree, so if you can find yourself a tree, you got it made.
No, good. Not too many trees.
No.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So getting back to what I was attempting to illustrate is, I keep hearing that humans should not reproduce unless they can afford to spend. What do they need, Melanie, in your calculations? Do they need to have how many thousands of dollars per month per child?
It depends on where you live. You need food, a place to live. Like, I'm not if you can make it on $15,000 a year, I mean, that's your business. The only time these people are coming to me and saying, I don't have enough money. And so my response to that is, then be better. Like, I don't.
But ultimately what you're saying is that people who have not become clever enough to separate other humans from their cash, from their fiat money, because that's what we're talking about.
Provide them with a product or service they need.
Then they should not reproduce.
Yes, if you're not intelligent enough, because we were talking about U.S. minimum wage laws. So if you were in Venezuela, this doesn't apply to you. We're talking about U.S. minimum wage laws. If you were living in the U.S. and you cannot figure out how to make enough money or grow enough food or however you want to do it to support yourself so that you do not starve to death, yes, you do not need a kid.
That is not genocide. That's called evolution in action, okay?
Well, no, welfare is what's genocide. This is the opposite of genocide.
Who created welfare?
The state.
The socialist.
Who is the state? Who is the state?
A bunch of a-holes running around with AKs telling people if they don't give them 50% of their income, they're going to shoot them in the face. That's what the state is.
They use ARs.
What is an a-hole?
But do you want a definition?
Well, the FCC is a thing, so you're going to have to figure that one out on your own.
The government is an organization of human beings that is the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
Okay, good. So we're back to humans. So it is humans that are doing this to other humans.
Yeah, that's the course of history.
So there's humans that are telling other humans not to reproduce.
It's probably a good idea to not reproduce if you cannot.
People that
look, there are lots of people in the government that want you to reproduce if you are not capable of. Want people who are not capable of paying for their children to reproduce.
An average human being needs 2,000 calories per day. If you're having less for kids. But if you are not earning enough money or otherwise gardening or hunting or whatever to provide for yourself, never mind kids, enough calories to live, so you're starving your children because you are good for nothing economically or productively, you should not be having kids.
So the criterion is if you're clever enough to produce 2,000 calories a day per kid, then it's okay to have them.
Yeah, and that's a pretty low bar, but yeah.
That's an extremely low bar.
I mean, I was doing that at 16 years old and then again at 18 years old, working at McDonald's with no roommates, paying all my own bills, and I wasn't starving to death. But you know what I was smart enough to realize I didn't need was a baby.
So we've established it's fairly simple to create 2,000 calories a day per person in your family. So why is there any argument that humans shouldn't have whatever children that they have? Why do
because
they
they're coming
control?
To us saying
well,
we
no one's
can't
saying that they shouldn't have the
eat.
Children they have. They're saying they shouldn't have any more. Thanks for the call, David. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
I want to tell you about MyPillow. Not MyPillow specifically, although that's my experience that we're talking about. It's the MyPillow brand. MyPillow is just the single best pillow I've ever used in my life. And I, by the way, am not getting paid to do this live read. This is, you know, if you use our coupon code, yeah, we'll get paid on it. But, you know, I'm not dying for people that will give me a revenue share program here, people. I'm telling you, I love MyPillow because I do. I love it. You hold the, what it does is hold your head and neck in the right position. If you're getting headaches, you're having, you know, difficulty sleeping, you know, things like that, maybe you should start with a pillow change. If you've got a down pillow, yes, you should start with a pillow change immediately. Throw that antiquated thing away and get a MyPillow. I slept on one for years. They've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can hold the down pillow in your closet for 60 days. How's that? If that'll make you feel a little bit better. If you use our coupon code, FTL, you get free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com. You get two MyPillow premium pillows for one low price, and you get free shipping with coupon code FTL. If you don't like it, you've got 60 days to return it. Well, by the way, you can wash a MyPillow. That means that all the little creepy crawlies that are living in all the little different parts of your current pillow, they won't be able to live there if you're washing it. MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. So I've been promoting this article here about Walmart and Amazon and their war and Walmart's big plan to be come out on top. From FastCompany.com, Catherine Schwab. Walmart's the biggest employer in the country and the largest retail company in the world, but it's currently locked in a battle for consumers' dollars with Amazon that dominates online shopping. Walmart hopes to leverage one staggering fact. 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart store. I don't know if I'm in that statistic. In a recent talk at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Walmart's chief technology officer revealed how the company is thinking, Jeremy King is his name, how the company is thinking of new ways to take advantage of its vast physical footprint to make the shopping experience more convenient for customers, whether in person or online. The key? Walmart stores are doubling as warehouses for online shoppers. It's something other retailers, including Target, are also trying to do to compete with Amazon, but no other traditional retailer has Walmart scale. The greatest part about Walmart using the Walmart store is that the store is already profitable, King says. And this is true. If you've got an Amazon warehouse, you have to sell things out of it to make money. But you've got a Walmart store currently, which has product, in many cases, within 10 miles, 90% of the cases, within 10 miles of somebody's house, Amazon has to drive, has to get that product in, you know, 150, 200, 300 miles from warehouse to your door. Walmart has to get it 10. And that's a distinct advantage for this company. Now, Walmart has a pretty good online website, but people are still used to going to Amazon. As a matter of fact, if you want to shop at Amazon using cryptocurrency, you can go to saveatpurse.com. There you sign up for an account, you can watch the instructional videos, and you can see how to save 20 to 30% on the things you buy. But we also, if you want to shop at Walmart, you can go through shop.freetalklive.com, and we get a portion of your purchase price. But I don't think anybody's done it recently.
Are you getting like a 15% affiliate on that?
I have no idea what our affiliate fee is.
I actually,
Amazon fired us from as an affiliate.
Several years ago, I actually built a VR simulator of a Walmart.
Virtual reality simulator.
Virtual reality simulator. And signed up as an affiliate with Walmart. And so I had virtual versions of all the products on the shelf.
Wow.
And you could click on them, and it would go to that product on their website. And would give my and so they you could go and shop at virtual Walmart and buy actual stuff.
It's impressive.
And yeah,
yeah, that's because they can't. So if you want to buy something from Walmart, you have to Google, you know, X product Walmart. Whereas on Amazon, I can just type in what I'm looking for, and unless it's something really weird that also means something else, it's going to come up.
So Walmart's search engine is not great?
Yeah, no. They just have one of the ones like everybody else has that just doesn't work.
Well, okay. The other problem is that Walmart prices are Walmart prices, whereas on Amazon, Amazon could be carrying their stuff, but, you know, all kinds of merchants can sell stuff on Amazon.
Walmart carries third-party sellers also.
Oh, they do?
The website?
I have not seen
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not good because their website's not good, but yeah, they're on there.
Okay. Well, that's impressive. The greatest part about Walmart using the Walmart store is it's already profitable. If you can use those warehouses, it's a game changer. As warehouses, it's a game changer for us. And that's true, right? Like, they're putting stuff out on shelves. They're warehousing merchandise already. Most of the cost of e-commerce is in shipping. If you think about the ability to have deployed inventory 5 miles away from 70% of Americans, so I guess 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart, and 70% of Americans live within 5 miles of a Walmart is the statistic here. And this is true for Ian. It's not true for me, I don't think. I'd have to look at as the crow flies, I'm sure, is the statistic they're looking for. I know you can. It is not a 10-mile drive from my house to a Walmart, but I'm curious. I'd have to, you know, have to go take a look at
maps.google.com. I think it'd be close there. Because I drive by your house to get here when
I've actually moved.
Oh, yeah.
But it's close to that house, yes. And it's a little farther from my current house to that one. But, yeah. You can figure out the last mile. You're talking about making a difference in profitability. And he's right. Basically, you know, with 70% of Americans living within 5 miles of Walmart and 90% living within 10, Walmart just has to get product to you 5 or 10 miles and it's in pretty good shape. Amazon has to go a lot further, a lot faster. And it's going to take some work for Walmart to pull this off, but Amazon pulled it off. They can move the product 200 miles, in many cases a day. I have Amazon Prime, so if I buy something, it's you got 2-day shipping or whatever.
Right.
It's usually there in a day.
Yeah. I don't know. When I ordered stuff on Walmart, it didn't get shipped to me. I had to go pick it up. So if Walmart is...
They have to solve that problem.
Yeah.
Desperately need to solve that problem. Because people are wanting to leave their houses less and less, it seems. I read stories about young people. Look, I don't know what young people do at night. I have no idea. But I read stories about them. They don't even want to go out. When I was a kid, 16, 17, 18 years old, I'm constantly arguing with my mother to try to get another half an hour out of this lady. Oh, midnight, how about at 12:30?
I actually wouldn't mind picking it up if I could just drive up there and have them load it in like you see in the TV commercials.
That'd be nice.
I don't want to park and then go in the store and you know, the whole point of doing this online is to avoid that store experience.
That's not a convenience.
Yes.
Yeah, especially when December rolls around. Walmart is a nightmare. When Christmas shopping begins.
I try to just buy a bunch of groceries in November, and that never actually works.
And not just because your typical Walmart denizens are not the most attractive people to be around.
Well, you know, I suppose. I mean, everybody's there, though.
To not stand in the middle of the hallway.
In spandex.
But everybody's at Walmart. I mean, yes, there's certainly some great pictures on the internet. And frankly, if you go in real life, you'll find a few whoppers. But, I mean, everybody's there. I'm there if I'm seeing them, you know.
Oh, I love shopping at Walmart. I just don't like the other people that were shopping.
That's part of shopping at Walmart,
other people. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the White House talking about the First Step Act, a bipartisan overhaul of the criminal justice system.
I'm announcing that the Second Step Act will be focused on successful reentry and reduce unemployment for Americans with past criminal records, and that's what we're starting with.
So how will the program work? The president explains.
Nonviolent prisoners will have opportunities to participate in vocational training, education, and drug treatment programs. When they get out of prison, they will be ready to get a job instead of turning back to a life of crime.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Reading this story from FastCompany.com about Walmart taking on Amazon. And their plan to compete, I think, is very good. Now, implementation, it's all about implementation.
Oh, yeah.
And Amazon didn't get where they are overnight. They've been around for going on 20 years now. And they've been successfully delivering things to your door over time. They didn't start with the, you know, two-day free delivery or anything like that. It took them a while to get their processes down. But Walmart doesn't need to deliver, you know, 100 to 300 miles from their warehouse in 2 days. They just need to deliver 5 miles or 10 miles from their store, because they said 90% of Americans live within 10 miles of a Walmart store.
And Walmart is not one of these old-fashioned stores. I mean, you can compare the situation where Walmart has to compete against Amazon versus Sears Roebuck, which has just gone bankrupt. And you would think that the company that pioneered direct marketing and mail-order marketing, mail order sales, would have this stuff down pat and would roll with changes in the marketing, but they didn't. And
no.
Amazon ate them for lunch, and now Walmart sees what happened to Sears and says, we don't want that happening to us. We better get with the program.
History is replete with these stories of these great companies crumbling before competition. And sometimes we should be more surprised that the Sears Roebuck company did crash and burn in our lifetimes. I mean, we should be stunned. I remember looking at that Sears catalog when I was a kid. I remember the WG WLS, I think, WLS, World's Largest Store, the radio station that was broadcast from the Sears Tower, the tallest, what one time tallest building in America. This is all Sears, and it's crashed.
We used to, as kids, we used to go through the Sears catalog and mark up what we wanted for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
You put your initials down, what you wanted for Christmas, and so then the parents could decide, you know, what Santa was going to get you.
Yeah, what they were and were not going to get you. Yeah. I probably got too much, but yeah, absolutely. It's the truth. That was, you know, part of life. Going on here. Walmart, at Walmart, users create shopping baskets online and schedule them for delivery whenever they want, adding items up until the night before the scheduled time. The reason they can order so late is because a fully stocked Walmart store is so close by. Also, Walmart uses a machine learning algorithm to predict which items frequent shoppers will want every week. King says that shoppers order the same items they ordered the previous week 85% of the time. I mean, this is true. My wife buys a particular brand of a paper towel and a particular brand of toilet paper, and I'm sure
eat the same stuff all the time.
Right. I mean, that's you know what you like:
tuna, spaghetti, pasta, tomato sauce.
You can go to the store and see new things. It's always a good idea to get to try out some new stuff, get new things in your diet. However, you know the things that you're going to buy.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's absolutely right that 85% of the time they're holding what you want within 10 miles of you, and all they got to do is get it to you. So the company doesn't have to worry much about running out of stock, at least not too much.
Well, that's not my experience with Walmart. But
okay. Walmart runs out of things?
Walmart runs out of things all the time.
Okay. I'm not familiar. I don't do the shopping at my house. I just know what business plans look like, and this seems like a good one.
It's not as bad up here, like everything else, as it was in Covington, but...
Covington.
Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Yeah, there would just be, like, out of spaghetti or out of, like, just basic things. They seem to be not as good, and this is...
That happens in Claremont, which is a city between Keene and where I live in Lebanon. Claremont has a lot of people on welfare and Section 8 housing and that sort of thing. And
when they
get issued their checks, they're all going to the Walmart.
But they know that.
Shopping.
They know on the first or on whatever it is.
But they clean that store out.
Well, they get more stuff. Yeah. I mean, I think Melody's right. If this happens three times in a row, store manager, that ought to be your job.
Yeah, they were just, like, not doing inventory. I don't know what they're doing up here. I know in Comic Pain, they would just not do inventory. Be like, oh, the computer does inventory. No, it doesn't.
They have new inventory. I believe this story talks about it, new inventory solutions. So because Walmart has so many stores that are so close to so many people, it may actually be more convenient for someone to stop by their local store than wait for a delivery to arrive. Walmart stores now feature large vending machine-like towers where you can pick up an online order, and lockers for even bigger delivered items. These ideas are similar to Amazon's self-service delivery lockers, which are often stationed at stores like 7-Eleven. I didn't even know about that. But while Amazon pays a monthly fee to stash its lockers in other companies' retail spaces, Walmart already has the real estate to scale up their pickup stations across the country without need to rent space. King says, this is the Walmart guy, his brainchild, right? Says the company is applying this same logic to groceries. For people who want to avoid the chaos of walking up and down the aisles of their local Walmart instead of want to pick up groceries on their way home from work. I don't care about being in the Walmart. I care about stopping at the parking lot. That's what I care about. I just don't want to be in the parking lot. I don't want to park my car. I don't want to, you know, walk into the store.
Oh, I hate
like
the
that.
Walmart parking lots. You go in there and all the other people are just moseying along at the slowest possible pace. It's impossible to get around.
And then, you know, it's not like, you know, if you wanted to, it's not like running into a store. It's just so much bigger. Everything's on a grander scale. And maybe I just need to man up and live with this.
I mean, but that's the choice you made when you decided not to go somewhere more expensive. Like, of course, the cheaper place is busier.
It's true. Instead of they want to pick up their groceries on the way home from work, Walmart has built tech tools to enable it. Some Walmart employees called personal shoppers use an optimization app that charts out a pathway through the store so they can pick up all the groceries that people have ordered in the most efficient way possible. But they're not just filling one shopping cart at a time. King says that each personal shopper could be filling around 8 different orders at once, each of which could have 50 to 100 items. The app routes the person through the store so that he or she has the shortest path to pick up every single ordered product. This is a whole new job description, basically. You make an order, and somebody's job it is to look on their little phone or some kind of device.
An awesome personal shopper. I mean, that's a great add-on for Walmart to enhance their business.
And Walmart likely isn't going to have to raise prices to do it. There's already what they call pickers, warehouses, and Amazon has pickers. And they're going and they're putting your stuff together. Walmart's prices tend to be pretty competitive with Amazon, is my guess.
I mean, that's the one thing I won't complain about with the trial orders that I did with Walmart, is the pricing was great.
Yeah.
One of my packages was dented up, but other than that, and I didn't like going into the store to get my stuff. But, other than that, yeah, the prices are fantastic.
Soon they're going to be delivered to your house.
I hope so.
King here says, think of the stores as mini warehouses. When the employees meet customers in a designated pickup area and load their bags directly onto their car truck. So there you go. They're going to bring it out to you. That would be, for a lot of people, I think, preferable if they could have like sort of some lanes where they just, you just pull in and then the personal shoppers come out and put your stuff in within a couple of minutes and off you go.
They have that in Manchester.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. There are lots of big cities. One problem with treating your store like a warehouse is that you're probably going to run out of products faster. King talked about how one of Walmart's never-ending challenges is that a product will be out of stock. Employees used to be charged with walking the aisles to spot out-of-stock items, but now Walmart's rolling out a robot that's designed to do just that. Equipped with cameras and a map of what's supposed to be on the shelf, the robots stroll around hunting for missing items. If it finds one, it alerts a store employee to restock the item. So they do have stuff in the back room.
And I've noted that weather in this area of the country will really mess up Walmart inventory, because they've got trucks moving all the time. And when the weather, particularly blizzards, stops those trucks from moving, the shelves are going to go empty.
You
really
sell enough stuff and one day delay makes a big difference.
Yeah.
855, 450 free. You think this is going to work? You think Walmart's at the end of it all? Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event, even with coupon code FTLEB. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL, and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTLEB for a discount.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text BESTSELLER and get it for free. Text BESTSELLER to 49776. That's BESTSELLER to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text BESTSELLER to 49776.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. We might be able to squeeze a call in. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord chat. You go to discord.freetalklive.com, download the app there, and then you can use that, call in, and you sound great. Discord.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Mike.
Finishing up this story here from FastCompany.com about Walmart getting in competition with Amazon. They're discussing how Walmart has these inventory robots now that are constantly checking. There's more than 1,000 of these robots patrolling Walmart stores across the U.S., and they're constantly checking the inventory. They also integrate with an accordion-style conveyor belt that's used to unload trucks at 400 Walmart locations. The conveyor belt automatically sorts all the boxes coming out of the truck into different departments. That's pretty impressive that these robots are knowing where to send these items. If the shelf-scanning robot notices that a product is out of stock, it can notify the conveyor belt robot, which will put any items that are out of stock into a priority queue so that people can put the items back on the shelf as soon as possible. It's bringing the logistics and automation of a warehouse right to the store, where people are shopping. Walmart plans to build support warehouses on the sides of some stores for what he's called high-velocity grocery items, stuff that's always in demand that could cut down in time for personal shopper employees who are collecting items for delivery or pickup. Employees could then head over to the store itself for items that consumers typically request less, like cooking utensils. Will all of that be enough to beat Amazon? It's too early to tell. But Walmart's profits are surging. In 2018, its online sales grew 40%. That's pretty impressive. I don't personally like to shop online because I feel like you hunt around too much looking for stuff. I just don't want to do it. But
I just don't like being scammed on, and I've had enough of these situations where I've ordered stuff online and never gotten what I ordered.
Okay.
I've never gotten that from a company. I've gotten that from people.
I got that from something I ordered that was advertised on Facebook.
Okay.
So
what I find is the bigger companies do their best to, they may not have the whole variety of things the little companies have.
Yeah.
But the bigger companies are pretty good about delivering what they say they're going to deliver. Anyway, the company ends its fiscal year in January 2019 with $500 billion in revenue by using technology to put the company's colossal retail footprint to work for online deliveries and orders. Walmart showing how tech can transform traditional retail into something of a hybrid. I know they can do it. The question is whether they pull it off or not, because a lot of the, you know, history's littered with these giants of retail or giants, of business.
I think they'll pull it off because Walmart's still young enough where the people that are still running the company were involved in its massive growth. You know, it's not a mature company where all they care about is delivering dividends to shareholders. Which is kind of the situation with like Sears Roebuck, where the people running it are just managers. They're not innovators or they're not expansionists into going into new markets.
It's a real catastrophe what happened to Sears, but I mean, presumably the market's better for it.
Yeah.
You know, they decided they got on the wrong side of Kmart and got on the wrong side of quite a few things. Just didn't work out.
I miss my Craftsman tools. You know, that was my favorite line, you know, despite all the Snap-on and Mac tools and so forth. I really love the Craftsman line of tools. And
I was raised that Craftsman was the best tool you could own.
And then they decided that they should advertise selling dresses. That was weird when that happened.
Craftsman dresses?
No, Sears. They decided that they weren't a tool company anymore. Okay. They were now a clothing company and advertised that heavily, which I think shot their credibility. It was just really weird when they did that.
I can't tell you when we stopped shopping at Sears, but it was somewhere in the very early 80s. I mean, basically just didn't have, it just wasn't for us anymore. But I still did go in there for tools now and then.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of the local Sears stores basically got whittled down to where they were selling tools and appliances.
Appliances and tools, yeah. And those are things that they're making money on, and that's what they should do. But obviously, they weren't able to compete against the big ones.
Yeah.
And we'll see whether this happens or not. But Amazon isn't exactly posting profits either, although there's a lot of revenue, and I suspect they could. And you know, Bezos is obviously a very rich guy, as I understand it. I mean, I don't keep up on these things or anything like that. But Amazon keeps its profits low, so it doesn't have to pay taxes on it, and so they can continue to expand and grow and grow and grow.
Yeah, you know, their gross profits they reinvest in developing technology and expanding their distribution and so forth. So, you know, they're very focused on their growth. So, yeah, they don't pay a lot of dividends because they're, you know, delivering shareholder value by expanding the value of the company.
And as I understand it, there's most of, like a good portion of Amazon's revenue comes from a few sort of sectors. They do a lot with this Amazon Fire. They make a lot of money that way. Yeah. And they do real well with server farms or something.
Oh, that was something where they really basically created a whole industry that, you know, people in tech thought they were crazy about. But they got such a big lead in providing virtual server services because they needed them themselves, that by the time that became a thing in the market, nobody else could provide the service that they could provide.
So Amazon is the cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cloud. Somebody else's computer. I'm not rooting for Walmart or over Amazon or Amazon over Walmart here. I just thought this was an interesting innovation. Walmart does have a leg up on Amazon, and I think that a lot of people, probably myself included, really just kind of expected Amazon to grow and Walmart to shrink. I'm not enamored with the online experience of shopping at Walmart that I have had in the past.
Yeah, there's still two different things in my head. Like, Walmart is for groceries and things I can buy immediately, and Amazon is for things that I can't get a hold of immediately.
There's an interesting thing going on with Amazon where, you know, you talked about the distance to the Walmart stores versus the Amazon warehouses. Amazon is bringing in a lot of outside distribution centers. For instance, a lot of UPS centers, they're expanding their warehouse capacity to operate as fulfillment centers for Amazon.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. And Walmart definitely needs to figure out how they're going to get things from the store to your house. So if they're within 5 miles of 70% of Americans, then they've got a pretty small problem to solve. Which
and that's an interesting problem because that's not delivering 5 to 10 miles isn't a FedEx thing. It's not a UPS thing. And it's not really even a postal service thing anymore. That's going to require some new delivery service, and maybe Walmart is going to innovate that sort of a franchise local delivery service that serves that sort of a market.
My prediction with Walmart on that is that they're going to pretend that cashiers and drivers are interchangeable and mess it up that way, because they've already kind of started doing
that.
That's
a good point.
And those are two very different skill sets. People aren't interchangeable that way.
Well, I think they do have to worry about, for one, I don't think they can do the gig economy kind of thing. They can't just do Uber and tell you, hey, you know, deliver some stuff and, you know, pick your own hours or whatever, because they're Walmart. They're too big. I don't think Amazon can get away with that either.
They'll be getting automated cars. You're going to have...
Well, they're not going to do it this year. They were talking about, you know, fiscal year 2020 for this, and or 20. Well, they fiscal year January 2019 is when their fiscal year ends. So, starting February 2019 is when they're looking for high level implementation. They're not going to be doing that with too many automatic cars today.
Not today. But
yeah.
In the future, and you know, whether it's Uber or Lyft or one of these other new gig economy type driving systems. Yeah, they're going to do a deal with somebody.
It could be. If they bring somebody in that already has the software implementation in place, then maybe they'll have some success with that. I don't know. I can't say that I'm delighted about the idea of somebody just showing up some random car at my house dropping off my Walmart order. I don't know. I'd like something slightly more official looking.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have like a magnetic Walmart sign to put on the side of the
car. I think that it's probably the level of service you're going to get, the magnetic Walmart sign on the side. We'll put this show prep in, if you go to our Telegram group, but telegram.freetalklive.com, you can sign up there, and we put all the show prep, so you can check it out yourself. It's at telegram.freetalklive.com, and you'll find all the great, wonderful things we have there at freetalklive.com. Check out that Discord group, too, discord.freetalklive.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.